Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And this is a good radio program. And I say that not because my name is on it, but because the people who are here with me are good people. They're good broadcasters, and they have good intentions. They have nice voices and good minds. So that's a plus, 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 and a plus for you to involve yourself and beguile your way into our
Did you forget I'm here?
I said you were here. I was, no,
oh, you said all these nice things.
Rich McFadden, I have nothing but love and good things to say about you.
I know you do.
I do. I mean, that's you know that. What are you giving me that stuff
100% reassured of that.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have a job.
That's right.
That's the way
it's all because of you.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Everybody give a round of applause for Doug, who gave Richie a job. Hooray! Yes. Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in a few moments with the medical stories that are important this week. And then we have Dr. Joy Brown, who's going to help us. She's very good when it comes to sorting things out. And I know I was not on last week when she talked about grief. Today, I think we're going to have her help us deal with rejection. How many of you have been rejected in any number of ways? We'll work on that a little bit. First, though, there are a number of people I want to say hello to who are our Facebook friends. John Liborios. Would you say that's the way to pronounce that, Kenny? It could be laborious, I suppose, in a manner of speaking.
I believed.
You did? Did you really? Very nice. John Metzger, hello. Thank you for being a listener. Carol Edward Nickens is on the line, and lots of other people who are liking. It's good to have this connection. I was trying to figure out who Ron Paulson is. Why is that name sticking in my craw?
Hank Paulson. Yeah. He's the former
He's
financial guy. Treasury secretary.
Not important. Other than Ron, it's good to have you here. Thank you. The fight continues for people who work in fast food restaurants. Fight continues because, well, there are two fights going on here. One of them has to do with the workers protesting because they want $15 an hour. The other fight will be between the people who get to keep their jobs, who aren't making $15 an hour, and the people who get fired. Because this is not going to work. It doesn't fit into a society that works on a capitalistic base. It doesn't. You can't be telling companies what they have to pay people in order to work there. You can't.
And then they were saying all these fast food chains, if they have to pay $15 an hour, you're no longer going to have your dollar menu option.
No, more those. What do they call those, smackers? What do they call those things? The little spud. You have a little
sliders.
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 Sliders. Sliders.
That just shows you how often Doug goes into a restaurant.
Yeah, that's places. All right. So airport employees, Walmart workers, and even people who are teaching in colleges are among the people who have decided they were going to demonstrate at fast food restaurants because they feel that workers need $15 an hour. I don't feel this makes any sense at all.
Whatever happened to, I want more out of life, I am going to work hard
maybe
to
you
attain
do a couple
bigger
of jobs.
And better things.
Right?
Right. Now it's everybody should be able to make a living no matter what job they have. If I am the guy who sweeps the streets at the outside the mall, I should be able to make 70 grand a year because I can't afford to feed my kids. And
so
give them
why
a big
bother
enough
to house. Why bother getting an education? Because the people who there are a lot of people who are not making who have an education aren't making 70 grand a year.
I didn't graduate from college. And look, I get somewhere.
But there are, all of us have secondary jobs. All of us have other things that we do, no matter what our stage in life,
right?
Because we aspire to buy a better car, have a better house, go on
trips,
give
our kids better things,
whatever. All of those things.
But now we don't need to do
asinine.
That. Now we just protest and demand
money
and strike because, you know what? Flipping burgers doesn't make me $70,000 a year. And my babies can't live on $8 an hour.
Get another job. All right. Speaking of babies.
By the way, they're going to all be replaced by robots.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to robot themselves out of a job.
Automated. In the next 10 years, you will not have a job because some computer and a robot is going to be flipping the burger for you.
And is. Everybody's heard about the burg. The threat of potential glass contamination has promoted baby food maker Beech Nut to recall about a ton of baby food.
Scary.
The Food Safety and Inspection Service at the FDA says that the affected product is stage 2 Beech Nut Classic Sweet Potato and Chicken. Sold in 4-ounce glass jars. They used to feed that stuff to Charlotte. The baby food, which was made last year, shipped across the country, contains the product numbers. Oh, I'm going to give you these numbers. Go get this, the stories at DougStefan.com. Read. It's like 19 different numbers. What?
I mean, I'm...
This is, by the way, the manufacturer choosing to issue the recall. They were not mandated to do it.
I am happy that they still put baby food in glass jars.
Yeah.
And we see this story every couple of years.
Well, plastic's not good for any. Usually, nothing should be in plastic.
But you would think that they would have moved on to plastic after a couple of these big recalls, because we do see this every couple of years.
Sooner or later, you're going to find class action lawsuits coming from people who have had a lot of milk out of plastic containers.
Bisphenol A, what is it?
Whatever it is, the sun gets to it and it changes the construct and it leaches into whatever's in the bottle, orange juice, anything.
People are getting BPA-free plastics now when it comes to drinking and food containers, but still, I find it amazing that the baby food companies haven't switched over to plastic already.
It's good. I say make your own baby food. Get a nice blender. Make your own.
That's it. And breast pump the baby, mix the milk with the food.
Very good. Go back to the statement you just made. This baby food was made when?
December.
Yeah.
That daughter says something about
put in it to
what
make it last.
Exactly.
Right.
What sort of things are in there? It's the problem with all of our, or much of our food anyway. You put all this stuff. What was it last year? I read something, and I remember talking about it on the air, that the average body now the average body in the ground in a casket lasts 14 years, or it used to be about a year, and it would decompose because there's so many preservatives in it.
Oy. No way.
Yes. Sherwin-Williams.
Wow.
Make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, April 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year, Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale, with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once in a lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand scraped supreme bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus more deals added daily in your local store and 24 month special financing for beautiful high quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Really? Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with an overview of the hot hits in medical news, brought to you by the folks who help you beat the odds, Super Beats. All right, let's get to this bill that changes how you get paid. You are going to get a 21% cut in pay before the Senate fixed this and the House fixed it and the president says, yeah, I'll sign it. I'll be a good guy. Bipartisanship at its best, Ken.
Well, realize that this, although this is called physician pay or physician reimbursement, this money doesn't go into the physician's pocket. This is the money that the doctors use to take care of the cost of running a practice. Small business people, you know, that's not a four-letter word. This is what doctors do who run practices. Also, doctors who are now employed by hospitals, that money goes to help pay for the hospital. So these physician reimbursements, which only, again, a fraction of this goes into the doctor's pocket, it's used to pay the cost of running physician practice. And there was about to be a 21% payment cut in this amount at midnight on Wednesday, and with only 2 hours left, the Senate passed this bill, and they repealed this flawed 1997 law, which President Clinton passed, which required this yearly last-minute dance to figure out how to keep Medicare afloat. This new legislation, it provides a whopping 0.5% increase a year for 5 years, and seeks to move away from paying doctors, Doug, solely on the volume of their services and toward reimbursing doctors based on the quality and value of the care they provide. The new payment system based on quality of care, it won't start until 2019. However, and this is a big however, the legislation that they just passed is very short on details about how such quality will be measured.
Shocker.
And ultimately, the Department of Health and Human Services will decide the standards. And as you know, as we talk about all the time for years, quality of medicine is not one term that everybody agrees on.
All right. Let's, because Dr. Ken is a heart specialist, cardiologist, this is a story important because of his expertise. And I find it interesting because of the social implications here, too, about divorced couples and what happens to people who go through this sort of anxiety when they get separated.
Circulation, cardiovascular quality outcomes journal this week. Doug, people who divorce, they face a higher risk of suffering a heart attack than those who remain in wedded bliss. But remarriage may not be the remedy, at least for women.
Really? Because
They still have this about 35% increased lifelong risk of getting a heart attack that they wouldn't have had they not
first
gone through divorce.
Ah, my heavens. And if you're not married, but you have crises, situations, and separation, same thing maybe?
Well, that wasn't part of this study, but definitely that anxiety, that stress. But it's the financial also component of divorce, which just adds havoc to the heart.
All right, let's talk about things that are good for the heart, like super beets.
In 1988, Doug, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, only 10 years later, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep your 60,000 miles of blood vessels in the body healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's, dementia. So I'm very excited because I finally have found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Superbeets is a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Superbeets is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right, here's how you get Superbeets. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. You can go to Doug, like Beats.com if you're of a mind to go online. But this phone call is a great one and a fast one. 800-655-4183. Get the benefits Ken is talking about with Super Beats. 800-655-4183. 21 after. Dr. Ken, thank you.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What is this?
This, my friend, is one Edward Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen, really?
Playing Eruption.
Really?
Get ready for some awesome guitar work to be laid upon your ears.
My. My ears needed a wax clean, and this is doing a fine job of it. The publisher of Guitar Hero is readying a comeback tour. Activision Blizzard announced plans this week to resurrect the once popular video game franchise, Richie, which involved players rhythmically tapping guitar-shaped controllers along to music. New entry schedule for release this fall is called Guitar Hero Live. Introduces a redesigned guitar, live-action actors, and an online music network to the series. How in the world is this all? I don't know anything about this.
They have colored buttons on the frets, and then they have like
a
toggle switch.
Yeah, what's
the
fret?
The neck of the guitar.
Really?
Each different little section in between the bars are called frets, and those indicate each note.
Michelle, he's trying to impress you now.
I know. I've always wanted to learn guitar.
Really? It's fun.
Yeah.
All right, so who's this?
This is Hendrix. Yeah, Jim.
So have you
Bob? Bob.
Jimmy. Ralph Hendrix. Guy like Hillary, you want to know his first name. Everybody knows his name. Hendrix, who it is. All right, so Richie, is this something that all ages can play?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
We have one in the house, and the kids play it. It takes a little bit of training, but I mean, no different.
What do you have to do?
You have to have rhythm, one, and then you have to be able to have the dexterity to be able to hit the buttons at the right time when the notes come across. So the notes come across your screen in different colors.
Who would have thought this would be this big and popular?
My word. Yeah.
And they I think it was Aerosmith that most most of the money that they make now comes off of royalties from Guitar Hero.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What do they do? Are they making the music? Is that it?
Well, they use their music in the game, and of course they make royalties.
Yeah.
And so for every video game sold, they get paid a certain amount of money, and 8 or 10 songs of theirs are on there.
Do they use other people who are big guitar acts,
yeah,
too?
Big time. Big time, yeah. Maybe some Hendrix in there. Everybody. Yeah.
Kenny, you play this?
I've played it a couple times.
Yeah. And what did you get out of playing it?
It's fun.
Really?
The cool thing about this
I don't get how it's fun.
Is, well, I mean, you're playing music instead of just playing something.
I can play music here on a piano.
Well, there you go. So it'd be the same type thing, except with a guitar.
All right, Michelle, you ever play this?
No. I used to play piano, but I never played that.
All right, so I'm thinking this is a game for men and young and boys and stuff, not for women.
Probably not. I mean, it could be cool. I would check it out, but I think probably more for guys.
Well, the cool thing now is that there's the technology to actually plug in a real guitar and play the notes with your video game system, and it will actually teach you how to play a real guitar. So instead
of
hitting
buttons, I like that.
Right.
You see what's best about this? This is for those of you who are trying to figure out what your children might use in order to become more dexterous. This is by far better than those horrible violent video games. So I would say, in terms of endorsing something, I don't know anything. My children never had. We didn't allow these games in the house when my kids were smaller. And my son told me recently, because my daughter and I and he were having a conversation about what they did when I wasn't around, or their mother wasn't around, and they didn't have these here. And when they went to friends' houses, Brendan said, "Hey, we're playing the games. I wasn't even interested."
Sure.
Which I thought was interesting in and of itself. So Guitar Hero, anyway. This will be big, I'm betting, for Christmas this year, yes? The revitalization of this. This is a big thing for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so those of you who are guitar fans, here's the difference between this kind of guitar and what you hear from Clint Black, let's say, or George Strait. A whole different way of using the instrument.
It's still fun. It's
all fun. Yeah. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Everyone experiencing low vision has a problem called reduced contrast sensitivity. Ophthalmologist Dr. Thomas Porter.
The eye loses the ability to visually separate what you're trying to see from everything else, from what lies behind it. The specific sunglasses we use cut down glare like regular sunglasses, but they make objects stand out so that they're not lost into the background. Normal sunglasses tend to be gray or green, but unfortunately gray and green cut contrast along with the glare that we want to cut. Low vision tints tend to be in the orange, dark amber, and brown range, which cuts glare, but it makes things stand out from the background.
To scope out low vision aids, ask your ophthalmologist to recommend a low vision clinic. It can help you stay independent. To see some of the devices available, just go to lowvision.org. That's lowvision.org. I'm Aileen Ellis for Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why do I keep wanting to say Michelle instead of Michelle? She is Michelle Gerson. Kenny Kessler, Richie McFadden here. Dr. Joy Brown helps us deal with rejection in a few minutes. Right now, though, a focus on women on the 20. This is not like traffic on the 10s.
What's that mean?
This is a grassroots movement that has been built around trying to put a woman on the face of the $20 bill.
Oh, yeah.
Senator Jean Shaheen is the senator behind this act, senator from New Hampshire. It's the women on the 20th. So what do we have here? We have this lady introducing legislation that would
put Andrew Jackson, right?
A female figure on a new 20.
Okay.
Right. So is this long overdue? Is it because without women on dollar bills, does that reflect a disrespect for women and their importance to the history of our country? Why aren't there women on dollar bills in
Anthony
and the coin? Yeah, look at how well that works.
Sacagawea.
Yeah.
So we have those, but I can tell you this.
Rosa Parks, what about her on
Rosa Parks, sure.
$20
bill. Yeah. If somebody, if this were to pass.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Harriet Tubman.
Yep. Absolutely.
Hillary Clinton. Go ahead.
Well, that's where I'm going. If this were to pass quickly and they were to decide on somebody to be on the new $20 bill and then Hillary wins as first female president, she will be massively upset.
Why? Why would she be upset?
It's just like, I want my due. Give me the $20 bill. And Harriet Tubman will already be on there. Hillary would be like, I was going to say, what do we need to do to get Harriet Tubman off the $20 bill and get my face on there? No, you don't think so?
No,
well, you know, in the history of it.
You don't think the first female president should be? Sorry, Michelle. The first female president should be?
I don't know. I don't think it requires a test of time. I think there are plenty of other women who have been important in our history that could be on a... I think there ought to be... How many different kinds of bills are there? $1 bill, $5 bill, $10 bill, $20 bill, $100 bill. Five different bills, right?
And the 50.
And the 50. Okay, right. Six. So there should be three women and three men on the face of bills in our country. And no discussion, no debate. Find three women... And if we use, are all the others presidents?
They're past presidents who have passed away. So that's right. The criteria. They have to be people who are no longer living. So Hillary might be on a bill in the future if she becomes president, but she wouldn't be now anyway.
She'll change the law.
And there's Ben Franklin on the 100 who wasn't a president.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Time for some car talk. We have a lot of things going on that people ought to be updated about. Is that good English? We should update you with a lot of news from the world of the automobile, including the story from General Motors. A judge has sided with them in their bid to shield itself from lawsuits that took place, problems with cars before the bankruptcy in 2009. So there are billions of dollars of claims against General Motors because of those defective ignition switches. And they say we ought not to have to pay them if it took place before 2009. Not out of the woods yet, though. Certain claims related to the loss of value in the cars that were made before 2009 that has occurred since. So you have a 2008 Chevy Impala, let's say. And in 2012, you tried to trade it in and found it was worth $1,000 less than the book value was supposed to be because by that time they'd figured out about the ignition and nobody wants the car.
Mm.
So that's what the current suits. I think that they're probably going to get a little juice out of that. All right, let's see here. By the way, with that, the ignition switch death toll has hit 84.
Wow.
There are, let's see, four people who died this week. The claims administrator, Kenneth Feinberg, is not allowing any new claims. Why would that be? If there are 475 people who have died,
right.
73 are under review, who the hell are you to say that we're going to
shut
the door?
We're cutting off 500.
Right. Hello, no.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry
for your loss. But
yeah, right. You won't get any money. Right. No, I don't think so. 75% of cars, Richie. What happened? When I say I want car talk, I want to hear the car talk guys. That's why I say I make a big deal out of this. Richie, we're going to do car talk.
No.
No, what?
No, we're not going to play the car talk guys.
They're like another the guys.
They're another radio
Who
show.
Who cares? They're on NPR.
They're
the most popular show on NPR. You don't think people would like to hear their voices and fun and yada, yada. Come on. Anyway.
Tell you what we can do. Here, hold on a minute.
75% of cars are going to be connected to the Internet. 2020. I'd rather listen to the car talk guys.
Right. Yeah. See, we don't own them.
So what? They don't. He's one of them's dead. Nobody owns him.
You know, me and my wife pulled up in the driveway this weekend. She says, "I thought you said one of these guys is dead."
Yeah. Well, they've done a nice job of bringing him back.
Yes.
Very smart.
I'm listening to him right now.
They got the other brother who's done wraparounds around.
Right.
And they made him sound because they're doing very well.
She's like, "No, it's new." And I'm like, "Well, it's going to be pretty hard to get a mic 6 feet under."
Wherever he is. All right. So anyway. I was saying 75% of cars will be made to take the Internet by 2020 because of advances in infotainment systems in the car. Now, I bought a used Rover, but I'm amazed. I haven't had a Rover for a couple of years, and the last one I had was, I think, 7 years older than this one, six, maybe 7 years older than this one. So all the gadgets, I mean, I was used to it because Meredith has the Range Rover, but I'm looking at all the things you can plug into it. And every car now has the same stuff. I know they do, but it's just when you deal with it
You don't need to plug anything into it. It's Bluetooth.
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
You can plug it in the charger.
No, you can plug in the thing from the computer. What do they call that? The little...
The GPS. The plug.
No.
The USB.
Right. Exactly. Thank you.
But the only reason you need to plug it in is to... I know, she's very smart. Mm-hmm. Is to charge your device.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But no, I rented a car when I was in Texas, and I have a 2004 Honda Civic, so I was very excited to rent this Fiat where you plug it in with the USB, and then you could, well, actually, maybe you didn't need to. The Bluetooth capability, maybe you didn't need to plug it in for that, but
who the hell would rent a Fiat? Why would you pay
That's what they gave me.
They should pay you to drive a Fiat.
Was it an electric Fiat?
No. But it rode really smoothly.
I bet you looked really cute in a Fiat, though.
it was a fun car to
drive.
That's
a cool chick car, I guess.
Consumers would like AM/FM radio to remain the heart and soul of their new car infotainment systems, according to a poll in one of the traditional radio magazines, Richie. 91% of the public says they want traditional radio set up in the car without exception. That means the AM and the FM band.
Going
good.
Nowhere.
Right.
That's going nowhere.
Okay, AM and FM. Yeah, you can put all the apps and everything you want in the car. People want to hear what's going on in the news, and they go to the radio for it.
There you go. Well, the radio is going to be in new cars. That's what I'm saying. People want it there. Some of the manufacturers don't want to put it there for whatever the reason. Tesla is rolling out a new model, a base model, that will be $7,000 more than the base model last year. $76,200, including shipping. They deliver the car to your house, by the way. Do you know that?
They should.
Wow.
They should come clean my bathrooms for $76,000.
They have expected sales this year, 55,000 cars. That's a lot of cars for them.
Yeah, their stock went up huge.
Oh, yeah.
Because just like in the first quarter, they were up
213 this week.
They were up like 8% in sales, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, 70 kilowatt batteries, good for 240 miles of range per battery, per charge, rather. They can get to 60 miles an hour in 5 seconds with a new car. Is that important?
That is to me, yeah.
To
some people,
yeah. General Motors halting production of the Volt to clear out an unsold backlog. They are not selling. So isn't it interesting? The Tesla car, they can't make enough of them. So what's the problem with the Volt? You drove one of them, Richie. Why are they having trouble selling?
I don't know. It's a cool car. I really liked it. In 2011 or in 2010, I
19% off from the last year. This year, sales are off 19% from last year.
It's a cool car. I don't know why.
What about the Nissan Leaf? What's that like? Is that any good?
That's a go-kart.
Really?
Yeah.
Sales are down on that car as well.
Yeah, who cares
and
about
Fiat it? Has one that's like a tin can?
Yeah, I have no interest in driving around in these like personal-sized little go-karts with a body on them, where if you get out on the highway...
Danger!
My Fiat wasn't like that, though. It was a regular... I mean, I don't know my cars very well, but it was a regular size.
Oh, that was one of those little bubble cars where... Yeah, I know which one you had. Those seem cute.
Thank you, but I felt like when I sat in it that I couldn't see through... I felt very short in the car.
What would you say if you saw a man...
Are you tall? How tall are you?
No, I'm 5'4".
Huh,
I'm an average.
If you saw a man driving one of those cars, what would you think?
Honestly, I'm not a car. I don't care.
My son is, all right, so my son is 6'3", and he's going to get a Fiat because of all of the electrical reimbursements the state of California has and the government has. So you can take, I think these things cost $17,000 or something like that, and you can get $13,000 in reimbursements.
Wow. Got it.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding.
That's
he's figuring
great.
It out. $7,000 from the state. I'm not kidding.
No, I want to see proof.
I'll send him an email, and he'll send you proof.
I want to see Brendan 6'3". Inside one of those.
Yeah, that'll even be better, right? 17 before the hour, Dr. Joy Brown helps you deal with rejection next year on Good Day.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's. Know what I see when I look inside a bag of Scott's Tough Builder grass seed? I see almost 150 years of grass seed knowledge and experience. I see the finest seed you can buy. I see you and your wee ones frolicking in a lush green grassytopia. And because Scotts backs their seed with a no-quibble guarantee, you'll see results of your money back. So what are you waiting for? Put down some Scotts Turf Builder grass seed this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
Do you need more stamina?
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 14 before the hour here on the Doug Good Day program. Michelle and Richie and Kenny and I have Dr. Joy Brown with us, whose daily radio program you can hear noon to 3 in any number of ways. If you're confused how to find it, just go to drjoy.com, or you can call 855-99-DR-JOY 24/7. Ask a question, she'll answer it on the air, and it'll be a snappy, good, strong quite, well, the Q&A is that's your stock and trade. A lot of questions. All right, my question today has to do with when people reject you for any reason. When that happens, I'll use me. I've been rejected in a manner of speaking, and it made me feel extraordinarily vulnerable. One of the things I've worked on over the winter has been vulnerability. When you, it does a number on your self-esteem.
Give me an example about how the rejection happened, and tell me a little bit more about vulnerability.
Hold on, let me get some popcorn here.
No, I'm not telling. I'm not telling the story in here. But it's
just give me. You don't have to give me details, but just give me some idea so I can help you specifically. Because otherwise, I'm going to be talking the abstractions, which aren't nearly as helpful.
Well, I think. Let's see. How do I sugarcoat
this? You'll be right. Just come on. Just you're my friend here.
Well, let's just say.
Was it a woman by any chance?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Was there a specific basis
all right, but you see,
rejection?
All right. Let me. Yeah, but the rejection was a separation. But most of the problem, as I've reflected on it, was mine. And but she didn't feel rejected. She left because she was in fear of some stuff. And it was completely legitimate. There is nothing about what bothered her that I wouldn't have done had I been in her place under the circumstances. Right. But I didn't feel that way at the time. I felt like it was complete rejection.
All right. So the first thing that you do is what you did. I don't know how long it took you to get to that place. So that's
about
part of the issue. Well, better late than never.
Yeah,
but
right.
So the first thing to do when someone says something, rejection just means someone saying, no, not happy about this. That's it in its abstract form. So the first thing you do is take a deep breath and say, okay, wait a minute. Does this feel, it's always going to feel personal, but does this feel legitimate? Is there something I can learn from this? Is there something? And so what you want the person who's rejecting you to do, to be as specific as possible. You don't want them to say, don't worry, it's not you, it's me, because that's not helpful. That doesn't mean anything. Mm. You want someone to say, you chew with your mouth open. You want someone to say...
But I feel like they won't say anything. No, everyone's a coward.
They won't
tell you the truth.
No, they won't to begin with.
Michelle, if you're chewing with your mouth open, I'm going to tell you.
He's going to tell you.
Right. He's going to spit it right back at you.
The point is,
at that moment, to say, look, this feels terrible to me. I know it's difficult for you. If you could be a little bit more specific with me, I would really appreciate it. And it's amazing how much people will respond to that. They won't, in theory, if you don't say anything, because they're thinking, you know, I'm a bad person, and I'm already going to make this person feel terrible.
But
and
do
I don't
people
want
really
want to
know
me.
Why somebody is rejecting them?
Yes, you do.
You're asking
you
for it.
Well, they want closure.
Exactly, you're asking. No, it's not closure. It's information. Mm-hmm. Because with the information becomes the next step of, is it legitimate? Do I need to close my mouth? Is this something, as Doug says, that has very little to do with me? Mm-hmm. But you have to remember, rejection is just somebody's opinion. And you reject people and things every day of your life.
Yeah.
When you decide to smile at somebody or not smile at somebody, when you decide to let somebody have your feet on the subway. We do it all the time. We make decisions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that rejection is just somebody's opinion. So find out more about their opinion. And then vulnerability just means
I'm looking
carefully at myself.
I didn't talk about it, which was not a smart thing.
Well, and you should have asked about it as well. And then vulnerability, you know, learning is hard stuff. It makes us feel vulnerable.
I reject you first.
Well, it's hard to get beyond the anger, or at least it was.
No, but it's not if you're dealing with specifics.
Yeah, I got it.
They're not listening.
Dr. Joy Brown. Listen to her noon to 3. Check out drjoy.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Chooses all of our stuff.
You already have one wife. How many do you want?
But Ken and I are like twins separated at birth.
Uh-huh.
Just our love for 80s, specifically John Hughes movies, all this stuff is great.
Yeah. And don't you have some sound from this movie?
I do, as a matter of fact. Here, you want to hear something?
I would love that.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly concerned with whether or not you like me.
John Cryer.
Because I live to like you, and I can't like you anymore.
From 2.5.
So when you get your heart splattered all over hell and you're feeling really low and dirty, don't look to me to help pump you back up, because maybe for the first time in your life, I won't be there.
Yeah.
I'm never going to take you to another prom ever again. You hear me? This incredibly romantic moment, and you're ruining it for me.
Yeah.
Say it, John.
His name is Blaine? Oh, that's amazing. major appliance. That's not a name.
All right, so anyway.
John Cryer being one of two guests who actually called me at my office, like not in the studio here, and said, hey, my name is John Cryer. I have a new TV show coming out called Two and a Half Men, and you may know me better as Ducky from Pretty in Pink. And it was a surreal moment because I'm like sitting there at my desk and I'm going, Ducky?
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 No. Are you kidding? I was Ducky? Absolutely starstruck. He knew that people knew him as Ducky, and I was absolutely starstruck.
All right. That's the we're celebrating John Cryer's 50th birthday. What did you say, Chucker?
I said in the 80s he was pretty much known as a poor man's Matthew Broderick.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
He had a good career in the 80s.
And Chucker's going, he has a great career going here. The career path from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He's on that road, and he'll bring us the movie news of the day in a moment here on Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I believe that you were thinking about, we were all having a conversation off the air about people who can't make it work the second time around. Were you talking about LeBlanc?
No, Matthew Perry.
Perry.
Chucker said try and catch lightning in a bottle because we're talking about how well John Cryer did with Two and a Half Men. Right. Matthew Perry has had what, Chuck? Five shows since Friends?
He's had at least five, six.
And Christian Slater. You were looking for Christian Slater.
That's who I was looking for.
That's who you're looking for.
And all of them, all these Christian Slater shows and Matthew Perry shows, all very good shows.
Yeah.
They just didn't make it.
Can't handle it.
But in all full disclosure, I think in Christian Slater's case, the audience just doesn't really like him enough to tune in each week to what he does on TV.
He's not an opener.
I love him.
He can't open a movie. Like the movie he was in with John Travolta, or as Chucker would
Broken
say,
Arrow.
John Travolta, Broken
Out.
That wasn't a Christian Slater movie. That was a John Travolta movie in which he appeared, and he had a strong character, and he did a good job with it, but he didn't open the movie.
No, I mean, I like him. I like his films, but again, you're right. He's not somebody that somebody says, boy, a new Christian Slater TV show.
No,
I'm
that
one
guy.
Let me go watch
it. Yeah.
So.
All right, Chucker, movie news.
All right, former Saturday Night Live star Jason Sudeikis reportedly in negotiations to star in a reboot of Fletch over at Relativity Studios.
Huh.
Warner Brothers had this property for the last few years in development, but sold it to this up-and-coming studio. So I think he's a really good pick. That was one of Chevy Chase's better movies, Fletch. I like him, Sudeikis, and I think he will be a good fit with that material. One other bit of news, the Kingsman and X-Men Days of Future Past director Matthew Vaughn, a very talented guy, in talks to reboot the 1980s cult superhero film Flash Gordon. That should be an interesting project. You know, Richard and I spoke about this last week. I can go on and on about movie news, but 90% of it, Doug, would be superhero stuff.
Yeah.
And one other bit of news, Angelina Jolie rumored to be a possible directorial choice for Marvel Pictures to direct Captain Marvel, which is a female superhero.
Captain Marvel.
All the major talent is radiating to the superhero genre.
There we go. Except here. This is the
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.